Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is Shkalim Daf Gimel, and we had this chus to start the Masechta yesterday. I would imagine a lot of you made Siyumim on Maseches Pesachim either a couple of days ago, or you're going to make it perhaps tomorrow for Tanis Bechorim. So very exciting times, and Mazel Tov, and you know, an upcoming Chag Kasher V'Sameach as well. Just one programming note, I am, Mitzvah Hashem, going to be flying tomorrow night, so I'm not sure of my availability to upload and record Shirim over the next week plus until I get back to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe I'll do a couple of Cholamoid if I have time, but again, no promises. So the next Shir that I expect to be able to give is probably, let's say, the Tuesday or Wednesday after Pesach, which unfortunately means that we'll miss a lot or most of Maseches Shkalim together. After the trip, I will continue as previously scheduled. Okay, again, our shiur today is B'schoz Refu Shleima for Nami Mi'ireh Bas Shana Rav Gerezel and for Shir Bas Dvorah Leah. We're here on the bottom of Beis Mabeis. How many lines up? Where are we? Two lines up here. Avalinian Shtaros. We talked about, the last thing we had just said, Rosh Chodesh. What about other Rishon and other Beit and other Sheni? What's the deal in terms of different halachos? So the Gemara here just points out, Linyan Shtaros, Kosvin other Rishon, other Sheni Stam. How do you write other on a Shtar? Let's say, for example, well, I got married in other Rishon. Chafei other Aleph is my anniversary. So what do you write on the Ksuba? Because obviously in a regular year, there's only one other, but in a leap year, like next year, so there are two others. So what do? So according to Tanakam over here, you say other, you write other Rishon, and other Sheni, you just write Stam, you just write as other. Meaning an other that you see is referring to other Sheni, whereas other Rishon is the one that you specify Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, other Rishon Stam, and other Sheni Tanayin. That when you see other, it's other Rishon, and other Sheni is the one that you need to write tonight, that you need to write Sheni to specify that you're dealing with other Sheni. Okay. Misakinis, Adrachim, Nesir Chavos, Vesemikos, Samayim, Vosim, Koltzar, Chay Rabin. If you remember, the Mishnah had said that on the 15th of Adar, so we do all these things. We fix the roads, and we fix, I guess, the roads, different types of roads, the highways, the regular roads, the mikvahs. And you make sure they have enough water in the mikvah, and you do all the needs of the masses, all the tzarchi rabim. What is that? So what is tzarchi rabim? So the Gemara says, Elohim tzarchi rabim, these are what the people need. Dana dine mamonos, dine nefashos, dine makos. You judge monetary cases, capital punishment, or court cases involving malkos. Maybe someone did an aveira, needs to get malkos. Podin erichin v'charam and vektashos, we redeem all these vows that a person takes, for the Beis HaMikdash. Umashkin is a sota, you give the sota the water to drink, v'sofren is a para, and you burn a paraduma for people who are tame, v'orfen eglarufa, and you do an eglarufa if necessary, if someone kills, or someone finds a dead body between two cities, you don't know who killed it, excuse me, v'rotz in Evid Ivri, if an Evid Ivri wants to stay on past the 6 years, you stick the nail, you pierce his ear next to a door. And Mitarin is a Metzora, right? Mitarin the Metzora, and Mufarkin is a Minal, Me'al Gabi Amayim. And this is, not as well known as the other things we just mentioned. This is something that basically they would lock up all the cisterns in the winter so that they would collect from all the rains. Now it says Mufarkin is a Minal, you would take off the lock on top of these cisterns, Ve'in Machzinros, and you wouldn't put it back, right? Again, because we want people to be able to have water on their Aliyah Lerego. So the Gemara says, Tamantanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Moikot. One second, hold on. Mashkin Beishas Shlachim, when saying the Alekvaros, right, on Cholamoid, what do? You irrigate the fields that need to be irrigated. You mark the graves. The Gemara says, but one second, look for Sainu Me Adar. That was one of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah that you have to do on the 15th of Adar, right? You mark the graves. So why would you do it again in Cholamoid? So the Gemara says, V'tiftar, and we answer, She'irid Shetef Shal Gishamim V'shatu. Because Mustama, right, it's still possible that there was rain that fell between the 15th of Adar and the 15th of Nisan. Habal Leinu Latova, so they will, Mitzvah Shem, right, that will be Zochah to bring the Korban Korban Pesach, but if even you know, it'd be all the regal and have all these halachos b'shayach. So if it rains right now, Israel, there's still rain. Right, today is very windy and a little bit of rain, not really kind of rain from the desert, a little bit like sandy rain. But either way, you mark it on the 15th. It's not guaranteed that the marks will still be there on Pesach. Therefore, they have to do it again. The Otsin Afal the climb, as the Gemara says, that also they would also go out on Chol HaMoed to make sure that no more kelaim everywhere. So Gemara says, Lo kvar yatsu me'adar. Didn't they do this in the 15th of Adar already? Why didn't they do it twice? The Tiftar Shaisa Shana Afela. So it could be that maybe the year was very late. Vein Samchin Nikrin, and the grains or the had grown were not Nikar. They weren't recognizable, so they had to do it again, right, to make sure there was no kelaim in the fields. Minayim Litzion. How do you know that you should make a marking by graves? Where do you see that from? Rav Barachia, Rav Yaakov Bar Bas Yaakov, B'Shem Rabbi Chunya Devas Chavrin, or we're going to have a bunch of opinions of who said this. Or Rabbi Yossi Amrilei, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, B'Shem Rabbi Chunya Devas Chavrin, or Rav Chizkia, Rabbi Uziel, B'Rei Derav Chunya Debes Chavrin, B'Shem Rabbi Chunaya, the Beis Chavrin. Okay, so depending on whoever said it, the Tame Tame Yikra, the Pasuk says by Mitzora that he should call out that he's Tame. Kadesh Teya Tuma Kora Lecha Bafia. So the Tuma should call out in its mouth, and not only Tuma Tuma of Mitzora, also a Tuma in the ground. How does a Tuma call out with its mouth, quote unquote? So it means, again, you mark it, and it calls out for people not to come close. Now, obviously, the Pasuk shot is that the Pasuk means that the tummy of Mitzorah person should call out, don't come near me, I'm a Mitzorah. That was part of his punishment, right? He should be in isolation. Right? He spoke Lashon Hara for, you know, you get Mitzorah for a lot of things, but for, you know, if you smoke Lashon Hara, so you cause people to separate from each other, so you should be separated. But the drasha here is from the second tummy, right? You don't need to say it twice. You could have just said V'tame Yikra. So the tummy, right, that explains that all tumah should call out. V'amers Decha, Proshin, it says to you, stay away from me, don't come near. Rabbi Ila B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says the following pasuk. V'avru ha'ovrim, and we're going to darshan each word from these pasukim. V'avru ha'ovrim ba'aretz v'ra'a etzem adam uvana etzlo tzion. Okay, and again, they came, the people passing through the land, and they saw the bones of a person, and they built a tzion. Right, again, that's obviously is going to be the kicker, right? How do you know you need to have a marking on the graves? But we darshan, in the meantime, we darshan all those pasukim. Etzem, what does that mean? Mikan shemitzayna nalatzamot. That's how you know you have to mark bones, not only meat, but you should mark bones. And it makes more sense to mark bones, actually, not only meats, because the basar, right, it evaporates. Oh my gosh, it disintegrates. It, you know what I mean? The meat melts. No, I can't think of the word. The meat is the flesh, the basar is going to disappear, but the bones are left. Okay, so you have to mark for bones. Adam, what does that teach me? That mekanshe mitayin ala shidrav al kogolas. So you have to mark off a skull and a spine. And that will also be metame. Ubana, what does that mean? Mekanshe mitayin al gabe even kavua. You should also make a mark on a permanent stone. Im omar at al gabe even tulusha. And meaning it has to be the mark has to be on a permanent stone, not an even tulusha, a stone that will move. Because afi olachos umetame machem akar, and then you have bigger problems. Or then it'll be metame somewhere else. Right, the stone will move away. Etzlo, what does that mean? Lamakom tara, you have to mark on the tohor place. Meaning theoretically, you should, if a person is standing on the mark, he shouldn't become tame. Right, the mark should be still on the makom tara. Tzion mikanu tzion, and that's exactly the point. Right, the last word that you said, apparently that's the pasuk that teaches me that you need to make a mark by graves. Umatza even achas mitzianes. Let's say a person finds one stone that is marked. Avopisha in Mekayimin Kane, right? Even though that's not really what you should do, there should have been two stones. That is the proper procedure. But if you find one, so then Amalala Tame. If you stand on that rock, then you're going to be Tame, because on the Omer, as we say, Mes Mitsuyan Vahaya Nasun Tachtea, because apparently the assumption was back then that if you had one stone that was marked, that was the actual grave, not in front of the grave, but that was the actual grave, and then a person who stands on that is going to be Tame. Hayu Shtayim, if there are two stones, then Amalala Tahor, right? Then if you stand on top of it, then you're Tahor, because that was the proper way of marking off the grave, because right? And the grave Mestama was either behind it or in front of it. Right, stomach behind it. Ubenehen, but between the two stones, the tummy. What did I say? Right, between the two stones is going to be where the tummy is, because the on top of it is tahor, but between the two stones, that's where the mace is. But if the middle between the two stones is plowed, so then arehen ki yichidos, then they're considered to be individual stones, right? And therefore, benehem tahar, what's between them is tahar, v'svivosehem, and actually the girsa change here is uvetachtehem, but underneath them is tame, meaning if it's plowed in between, rest of estama, and no one's plowing a grave. So it must be that there are two individual single stones, and that the graves are actually underneath each rock. Tani, we learned, aim at signing ala basar, and again, this is what I mentioned before, you don't make a mark only over just flesh. Shemin is akala basar, because maybe the flesh will, there you go, there, maybe the flesh will decompose, that's the word I was looking for. Maybe the flesh will decompose, and then it'll be gone. Rabbi Yustav Arshunam, boy, kumi Rabbi Mana, v'lo nimtza matamata rosam afreya. He says, one second, Rabbi Yustav said, hold on, if you don't mark off where a person's buried, right, for the flesh, however long it takes the flesh to decompose, so then you're going to mess up taros and mafreya. A person's not going to realize he's walking over a kever, and you're going to mess up taros. He's carrying taros, stuff, something that needs to be tar, and it's going to mess things up. Yeah, okay, right, we're going to take our choice, right, what's a better option, right, if you mark it off for that it's just some flesh here, without any bones, and the flesh is going to decompose, so then you're marking off a kever, and no one's going to ever walk over there, and no one's ever going to be there. They're going to think there's a kever there, and there's really nothing. So better to take our lumps now for the short amount of time it takes for the basar to decompose, as opposed to making a mistaken marker for a grave. La'olam. Okay, halacha be, says the Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Barishona, hayu okrinim mishlichan lefneihem. Back in the day, when they used to go out to look for the kilayim, so they used to take out the kilayim from the ground and throw it in front of the balabais in order to embarrass them and say, listen, you know, you had some kilayim here, right? Some, let's say, some wheat and some, I don't know, some carrots or whatever. So they would embarrass them, right? They would throw it down on the ground. Mishurabu over Yavera, but when people started sinning, I mean, what does that mean? Because basically what would happen was that they would be very happy. The Gemara is going to explain that they would be very happy. And on the one hand, right, that Kalei HaKerem, right, is Asur Ba'ana, if I'm not mistaken, but Kalei Zerayim is not. So if you have Kalei Zerayim, that you're allowed to benefit from that. And so what did they just do? The Shluchei Beis Din. They basically, A, weeded their field, and B, brought the produce to their house. Right, so now that people can use it, thank you very much. So the people started doing that, just leaving the Kalei in the fields. So then, they used to throw it out in the public area. They used to throw out, not by their feet in their house, but they would throw it out in the Rosh Hashanah. So then, finally, it got so bad that she'etkinu she'ehim mafkirim, it's called a soda. Then in the end, people were still happy, as the Gemara will explain, because at least their field was getting weeded. Okay, they didn't get to use the produce, but at least their field gets cleaned out. So they said, you know what, the whole field is hefker, and then we're going to get into, the topic of hefker, based in hefker, in a second. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, again, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. So, Tani, we learned that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Barishona hayu okrin mashlicha lefneihem, back in the day, they used to uproot all of the kilayim and throw it in front of them. Hayu smechem shtei smechos, and the people were very happy. They were too happy twice. Achas shayu menashkin, menachshin, Sadev Sehem, one, that they were weeding their fields, Akas, and two, Shehayim Nos Nen in Minekilayim, because they would derive benefit from the Kilayim, but because the people basically brought it to their house, right? free delivery. Misharab over Evera, then when people started just leaving the Kilayim in the fields, Shehayim Mashlikan al Adrochim, and they used to throw it in the Shesarab, and Afal Pikain, even though they did that, Hayu Smechim, they were still happy. Shehayim Menachshin Sadev Sehem, because they were weeding their fields. So apparently at the end, right, then they said, you know what, you have kilayim, your field is no longer yours. And the Gemara says, okay, that's a big step. How do you know that works? That hefker based in hefker is a thing. How can based in just do that? So the chetiv, because the pasuk says, v'chol asher lo yavo l'shoshes hayavim ba'asas hasarim v'azkenim yecheram kol rechusha. Anybody who doesn't come for 3 days, all their property is cheret. And they will be separated from from the exile that is returning to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that pasuk says the Beis Din could do it. Menayin shi p'turim in a maeser. How do you know that a field that is turned into hefker is potter from maeser? Rabbi Yonasan Reid Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Acha Shama le min mechada. He learns it from here. Ein mavrin es hashana lo b'shvias v'lo b'motzei shvias. We don't add. We don't make an uber year. You don't make an a leap year during Shemitah or the year after Shemitah, in the eighth year of the cycle. Now, obviously, when we have a calendar, that's no longer relevant because we follow the cycle, and sure enough, next year is Shemitah, and next year is a leap year, so that's not relevant. But that, back then, they used to cheshbon out when to make a leap year. That was like a whole issue. They used to sit and figure and calculate based on different factors. The Gemara, the Bavli already explains. So, but they said the rule was they wouldn't do it in Shemitah, they wouldn't do it the year after. But if they did, okay, so then it's fine. The Chodesh Echad Shehu Mosif Lo Potter Me'maisros. And here, the punchline here is that what we're trying to learn from, how do you know that field that becomes Hefker is Potter from Me'maisros, is that if they made an extra month, so again, Shemitah, all the field is Hefker. And it's also Potter and Maestros. So too in the extra other. In the extra other, in the extra month, right, it's low Potter and Maestros here, it's rhetorical, meaning it is Potter for Maestros, because that's still considered to be one of the months of Shemitah. And it's that proves that Bezder, that Hefker based in Hefker. Ad Kedon Shvias. So that explains why they wouldn't do it during Shemitah. But Motzei Shvias Mai, why wouldn't they do an Ibur Yor in Motzei Shvias in the eighth year? I understand why they wouldn't do it in Shemitah, because then you already, you know, is that the right? Yeah. No, I didn't skip. Meaning, in the logic why they wouldn't do it in Shemitah, I was just trying to. I'm trying to explain. The Gemara talks about that later in a second. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. That was the proof that Hefker based in Hefker. So now Ad Kedon Shvias. Meaning, I understand that. The reason why you don't do it in Shemitah, because because we don't want, you know, to have extra an extra month in the middle of Shemitah, where people now have another month where they can't use their field, right? And that's already, you know, you have another problem of Isser, of working the fields. Right? You have more problems when Shemitah is longer, because, right, you have more halakhos to deal with. But what about Motzi Shvias Mai? What about the eighth year? What's the problem with making that longer? So Rabbi Bun, Shalom L'Rabbos B'Isser Chodesh, because now you have a problem for Chodesh, because again, what's the din of Chodesh? Chodesh says that until you bring the Korban Omer, you can only use, or you can't use the new grain until you bring the Korban Omer. Well, guess what? If you add an extra month to the year, the eighth year, then the Korban Omer is being brought a month later. And the Korban Omer brought the second day of Nisan, on the second day of Pesach. So if you add an extra month, so now you're tacking on a month to where you're not allowed to use the new grain, and you didn't have last year's grain. Because it was Shemitah. You don't have storehouses of last year's grain available to you. So that's already, right, that's harder. That's much harder to deal with. So that's why they wouldn't do it in the eighth year. Rebzi Rebbe Shem Rebbe Elazar Hada Da'at Amar Adalo Hitir Rebbe Lavi Yerek Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz. So that all was true while Rebbe did not allow people to bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. Aval Mishiter Rebbe Lahavi Yerek Mechutz La'aretz. But once people started bringing vegetables from Chutz La'aretz, so he shall shar shani shavua. Right? There would be no problem with making the leap year, because again, you didn't run into problems. You didn't run into issues of working the land or having problems from Chadash, because you can get produce from Chutz La'aretz. And that would be fine. And therefore they would still make an Ibur Yor, a leap year during Shemitah and the eighth day and the eighth year. So the Gemara says, Tani Eima Avrin. So the Amar Rabbi Mana Chada Da At the Amar Rabbi Rishona Hashayu Shani Ketiknan. Av Achshav Sheina Shani Ketiknan He Shviyas He Shar Shani Shavua. So that meaning. So once you're telling me that's true. So now. What's it called? Meaning, once you had the grain What's it called? When the years were Ketiknan, I mean, usually the Gemara says Shana Ketiknan, right? If Yisrael Shurur Nalad Muslim, that's the first daf in Megillah, that's referring to how they set up the calendar. But this is not, that's not what it means here. Here it means when the years are Ketiknan, when the years are normal, meaning and the grain is cooking, and literally means cooking. I guess what do you do? What does grain do when it cooks? I don't know. Ripens is the word. My English is terrible today. I guess it's the trip coming up. I have it on my mind. When the grain ripens in Nisan and everything is normal, and they're able to eat from the Chadash, right, so you don't have to add on a month. But now that the years are not Ketiknan, meaning the grain does not, for whatever reason, the grain did not ripen until after Nisan, so then you need to, it makes sense, that the Shvius would not have a leap year, but Hishar Shani Shvua, but on Motzi Shvius, meaning the eighth year, they would, and the eighth year is totally normal, meaning that since you can make it a leap year because there's no issue of the grain, because it's not going to ripen in time anyway. Tani Shal Beis Ram Gamliel Ibrua, but Motzi Shvius Miad. And so therefore we see that Beis Ram Gamliel would make a leap year on the eighth day, on the eighth year, without waiting around, right? He would do it right away. There was no concern for Chadash because, again, the grain was ripening later, I guess, and they wouldn't run into this issue that they wouldn't be able to use the new grain because there was no new grain and there was no issue. Amrabi Abun, Ein Min Hada Les Shema Minaklum. This doesn't teach me anything. He doesn't like that at all. You can't prove that Hefker based in Hefker from that Lashon, because all they're talking about is extending the year. That's not necessarily, right, the whole purpose here is not to make the field Hefker longer, but the purpose is Shomar Chodesh Aviv. As Gemara says, that you have to make sure to have Pesach in the springtime, right? Shamru Sheyavu B'chidusho. You have to make sure that Pesach comes in the spring and that all the seasons, right, and the holidays and the cycle is basically lined up the same way, right, every year in general, right, in the same seasons. Right? Agav, the Islamic, interesting to point out that the Islamic calendar is not like that. I mean, the Islam also uses a lunar calendar, and they do not adjust for the discrepancies. As far as I know, they do not adjust in the discrepancies between lunar and solar. Therefore, you know, Ramadan, the most famous month in Islam, where they fast all month during the day, not at night. So that can happen any time. Yeah, that can happen in any season, right? They can have it in the middle of the winter or in the middle of the summer, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, obviously, but I think that's true. Either way, so our point here is to make sure that Pesach, right, and the seasons fall out. Shamor, it's Chodesh Aviv, the Pasuk says. Make sure that Nisan is in the spring. Shamru Sheyaviv B'chidusho. Right, so as the Gemara says, V'hayde Amrada. So therefore, how do you know that Hefker based in Hefker, right? V'hayde is Heichon. How do you know Hefker based in Hefker? Gadish, that if you have a field, Shalom Luka Tachtov, because the din is, the Brisa says, that if you have a pile of grain, that was not gathered. So the bottom of it is kol shibal hanogis ba'aretz harehein shel aniyim. All of the bottom, it belongs to the aniyim, because that's leket, right? That's the din of leket. And the maisa and the rest of the did I skip? Look at tachtov. Yeah, everything that's on the bottom belongs to the aniyim, and this is Beishamai Shita, right? Again, that's a hefker based in hefker. They're basically saying that if you have a pile of grain over there, what's it called? Again, if you put it again, it's a knas. I mean, if you reaped your field and you didn't really leave leket, and you put it into a place where the aniyim didn't get leket and shechacha, so we say that the bottom, anything that's on the bottom of the pile, belongs to the aniyim. And Rabbi Shem ben Lakish to Beis Shammai, it's Beis Shammai Shita, the Ike Beis Hillel, because if you're telling me it's Beis Hillel Shita, aniyim ochlen u'maisrin, Beis Hillel would say that the aniyim can take it, but they still have to give maisr, because it's not vaday, leket, it's only suffik leket. Beis Hillel would say that they still need to take Meiser. Familiar Rabbi Yossi, Shalom, Shehu, Potter, and Meiser, the Beis Hillel, Divya, Hakol, Mishum, Knossa. And apparently, everybody holds, meaning Beis Hillel took that back, right? The Beis Din said that the owners of the field should the that kind of piled it up to a place where the, they didn't give like any shechicha. So the Beis Din said that everything becomes, not everything, but the bottom becomes belongs to the aniyim, and they don't actually have to give meiser for a knas for the people who own the field. They shouldn't do that. They should give the regular matnos to the aniyim. Okay, halacha gemel. Masnis in the Mishnah says b'chamisha asar bo shulchanos hayoshvim b'medina. Mishnah we find in Megillah as well. That on the 15th, or the Gemara at least, I think it's a Mishnah, but on the 15th of Adar, you would have the money changers sitting in this in Eretz Yisrael, the Chavei Yashvu B'Mikdash, and the 25th of Adar, the money changers would sit in Yerushalayim, the Makam HaMikdash, Mish Yashvu B'Mikdash, Yitchilu L'Mashkein, and once they had the money changers sitting around in Yerushalayim, they started taking collateral, they would start taking collateral from people who didn't bring the Machatzis HaShekel yet, because they take collateral. Let's go, buddy. You owe us money. Start paying up, right? To be malachites, to put pressure on people in order to make them break. As me mashkin, who would we take a mashkin from? Levim Yisraelim. You take it from the Levim, from Yisraelim, the Gerim, right? Converts, full fledged Jews, certainly chayiv. Avadim u'shichurarim, also full fledged Jews, certainly chayiv. Avalo nashim v'avadim uktanim, and not women, slaves. And here ktana means anybody under 20, because 20 is the chiyuv at the point for what's it called? For machzis hashekel. Katan sheyischil aviv lishkal al yadav shuv eino posik. But if you have a katan, meaning someone who's under 20, that the father started kind of dishing out, say, hey, here, you give machzis hashekel this year as well, even though let's say he's 16. So you shouldn't stop, meaning that guy has to give every year subsequently. You don't go after the Kohanim because of Darkei Shalom. The Gemara will explain exactly what's going on over here. Rabbi Yehuda says that Ben Bruchri testified in Yavne that any Kohen who does give Machzis Shekel is not a sinner, meaning he's not Chayiv, but it's nice. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he said, no, lo, ki ela kol kohen she'eino shokal chote. No, any kohen who doesn't bring machzis hashekel is chote, meaning they are chayiv in machzis hashekel. Ela shekohanim dorshim mikra zela atzman. But the kohanim make a drush on their own learn the pasuk to benefit themselves, even though that's not actually what the pasuk means. V'kol minchas kohen kalilti, lo sechel, this is Parsha. Any mincha of the kohen has to any kohen that the korban mincha any korban mincha that the kohen brings has to be kalil, has to be completely consumed. Problem is, the said the kohanim, if we would bring the shtei alechem and alechem upon him and the omer, right, who gets to eat that? The kohanim. But if the kohen brings a korban mincha, so it has to be burned. So the kohanim thought, if we contribute to this, then how do we eat it? Right, it'll have to be burned. But really, it's not true. As the Gemara will explain, right, this is a joint, right? That's only the only korban mincha that a kohen brings that gets burned. That's for a single kohen. But if you join the collective Am Yisrael, right, that obviously does not get burned. Okay. In mashkin as a kohanim, we don't take a mashkin from the ketanim. Excuse me. Hi, the tvoa tovin. But apparently, we see the tvoa. You can claim. You can go up to them and say, "Hey, listen, time to pay up." Right? You can encourage them to pay. How did the tema b'shehevish teisaros? That's only after they became mature and they have two hairs. It's right, two pubic hairs. They've already reached the point where they're mature. Avalim lo hevish to base saros lo bada lo lamashkin in mashkinin lo bada. Right? We don't ask them. If they're younger than that age, right? So only if they're already reached the age of godless. Ulamashkin, Eimim Mashkin, Avopi Shevi Shtei Saras, right? We don't even take a mashkin from them, even if they are older than Bar Mitzvah. If they have brought two Saras, then we still don't take a mashkin from them. Kinim Masnisin, the Mishnah wrote that Eimim Mashkin as a Kohanim and Pnei Darkei Kavod, it's actually Darkei Shalom, but okay, we don't go after a mashkin for the Kohanim, because it causes problems. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hey, etc." This is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, whether Kohanim are chayiv or pot or not chayiv. I'm Rabbi Rachia. Rabbi Rachia says, "Time with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that the Kohanim are chayiv in Machzis Hashekel? Ze yitnu kol over al pkudim Machzis Hashekel Hashekel Kodesh. Right? Ze yitnu. What's ze in gematria? Right? Fascinating. We learn halacha from gematria. Right? Sometimes we do. Right? That's not unheard of in Shas. Ze yitnu." Zeh is Yud Beis Shvatim Yitnu. 12, right? Zion and Hay is 12. So all 12 Shvatim have to give. And I guess Mistama Rabbi Yehuda would say, yeah, okay, but Ephraim and Menashe and not Shevet Levi. But the problem with that is that Shevet Levi is Chayev, right? It's only the Kohanim who are not. Okay, fine, right? Again, you could, that's Mistama the Mafalkas. Rabbi Tavi B'Shem Rav Hamnuna came Ashiva Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Tavi said that this is how they answered Rabbi Yehuda, Chatas Yachid Mesa, Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. Sorry, not Rabbi Yehuda, but they would go back at Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, this is Rabbi Yochanan said that all the Kohanim darshan this thing for their benefit, but it wasn't really true. And that's what Meshivan the Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that when Rabbi Yehuda says the Chachamim are potter, the Chachamim said no, meaning that drasha is no good. Meaning the Mestama Rabbi Yehuda, when they say they're potter, Rabbi Yehuda is using that drasha that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai brought at the end to prove that the Kohanim are potter. So the Chachamim went back at Rabbi Yehuda and they said, no, that drasha that seemingly implies that a korban mincha that's brought by a Kohen, it has to be completely burned, that's only chatas yachid mesa. That's only for a single Kohen who brings a korban. In chatas tzibur mesa. And the chatas tzibur, right, is it does not die if the Kohen brings it. Mincha sayachid crave a kliyo, vein mincha sayachid crave a kliyo. And same thing by korban mincha, that only a minchas of a yachid, a Kohen who brings it, would be kliyo, would be completely consumed on the Mizbeach. The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that. That's not because we're learning Chatas Tzibur Mesa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You do get rid of Chatas Tzibur if a Kohen is part of that So the Hamosiv one. So the answer is Zu Lo Nidvas Yachidi. But it's still not a nidvas yachid. Vina masivin lehi, and we would answer that came shenimsu letzibor kimishahi nidvas tzibor ksib, nidvas ksibor. So he would say, right again, that we would answer that it is a korban tzibor because once it's given over to the tzibor, right, it's not considered as if the kohanim brought it, and therefore, right, that you don't have to burn it, and then it's and they can eat it. Ksev, the pasuk says kol hover al apkudim. Right, what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Chad Amar kol hover. Biyama Yitain. Those, let's see, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemi say that who was included in this Machzitz HaShekel, the first Machzitz HaShekel? What does it mean? Kol HaOver Al HaPkudim. Right, Machzitz HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemi say that's anybody who passed through Biyama in Yamsuf. Anybody passed through the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Charna Amar called the Avar Al Pekudaya. And Charna says that anybody who was counted in the census, so that's from 20 years and up, right? Yitain, that's what it should give. Ma damar kol over b'yama yitain. According to the one who says anybody came through Yamsuf, Misayel the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that proves Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai because that includes Kohanim, right? Who came through? Ma damar kol over ala pikudaya yitain. That's Misayel the ben Bruchri, right? That proves ben Bruchri because that's already the Kohanim were not included from that census, right? That wasn't, I mean, they were counted later, but that wasn't right. The Moshe had to did that on his own, right? He went to each Kohen's tent and counted them. They weren't counted through the Machzitz HaShekel. Okay, Shkolach Kol Rabosai, Chag Kosher V'Sameach, Mitzvah Shem. Bli Nedar, we will reconvene after the Yom Tov. Have a great Yom Tov and have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.